This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 445 for Wednesday, June 22nd. ICE Canada futures are down hard on Wednesday morning as the Canadian oil seed remains caught up in the vegetable oil sell-off. In some of the heaviest trading seen in weeks, the old crop July canola contract gives up $34.60 at $967.50 per ton, while new crop November falls $32.90 at $921 per ton. There are sharp losses in Chicago soybeans and especially soy oil, while soy meal is steady. Also, there are steep declines in European rapeseed, while Malaysian palm oil is relatively steady. A significant downturn in global crude oil prices is adding more pressure onto veg oils. More rain continues on the prairies as two more systems make their way eastward across the region. Manitoba reports spring planting is at 91% complete province-wide. That's up 4 points from last week, but 9 behind the 5-year average. The report notes that some canola is being reseeded due to damage caused by flea beetles. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie pulling back to 77.21 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 77.35. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly crop progress report yesterday afternoon. As of June 19th, corn conditions slipped back 2 points at 70% good to excellent. Soybeans also lose 2 points at 68% good to excellent. Spring wheat planted hit 98% complete, up 4 from last week. Conditions gained 5 points at 59% good to excellent. At one quarter finished, the winter wheat harvest advances 15 points. Conditions dip 1 point to 30% good to excellent, with Texas the worst state at a mere 5%. U.S. President Joe Biden will ask Congress to suspend the federal gasoline tax for 3 months to help cut record-high fuel prices. Biden is also asking state governments to follow suit. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Wednesday morning. The July contract loses 14 cents at $16.67 per bushel. July soy oil drops nearly 2 cents at 71.39 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal bumps up 90 cents at $4.32.20 per short ton. Corn futures are higher this morning. The July contract is up 7 cents at $7.67 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the July contract falling 15 cents at $6.22. The U.S. wheat complex is on the rise as Chicago July jumps 19 cents at $9.94.5. Kansas City July gains 15 cents at $10.56. And Minneapolis July is up 5.5 cents at $11.23. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, June 22nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.